It is an awesome weekend in the NFL with a doubleheader, and as promised, we are now going to take time to break down the 2014 NFL playoffs. In fact, we're going to talk some X's and O's and what we will be watching for in the AFC, the NFC championship games. Very big expectations because, of course, you've got the four best teams in the NFL, all with at least 13 wins that will be featured in Sunday's NFL Conference Championship games. So it is time to welcome in a former defensive standout at the University of Nebraska and also in the NFL with the Carolina Panthers. That is the one and only with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, Jason Peter. Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, you are in the great state of Nebraska. What's going on up there with Omaha?
Well, Omaha is loving them some Peyton Manning right now. I don't know if you've heard down there, but...
Indeed we have.
Yeah, with, you know, the check that most offenses have it, and I believe, even being a defensive guy, that the Omaha check, when a quarterback gets up to the line of scrimmage, you'll hear him yelling, Omaha, Omaha, and this is what Peyton was doing in the game against San Diego. He did it 44 times. Well, usually it just means, and he's telling the rest of the offense, we're going to run the play to the opposite side of what was originally called. Well, the city of Omaha has jumped all over this, and you know Omaha Steaks has jumped all over it. They're trying to work out a deal with Peyton's people that if he would say Omaha Steaks, I guess one time instead of just saying Omaha, then obviously they have a deal. And surprisingly enough, there is no rule against that. That's already in the NFL rule book.
Interesting.
So he would be able to do something like that. I don't know how that would be perceived by some people. They might take it, you know, as here's this $100 million guy already, you know, with the contract that he has, and now he's what, looking to make, you know, an extra $100,000-$200,000 by, you know, saying Omaha Steaks. I don't know. I'm sure there'll be people that have a problem with it, some that don't, but there's three companies up in Omaha that will donate, I guess, $500 each to Peyton's charity that for every time he says Omaha. So, it's a little fun thing that certainly the state of Nebraska is having with you know, the big time in the championship weekend in the NFL.
Well, this AFC championship game, it is going to be a title game like no other. One of the things I want to talk to you about, Jason, is there's been so much, you know, anticipation, the hype, the buildup, the excitement with these playoff games. How much as a player does your approach change? Or should it?
Well, you know, the only thing that I can really compare it to would be a national championship game.
Oh, by the way, you only won three of them.
Yeah.
So three.
I'm sure they're similar. You know, my good friend and old roommate Grant Wistrom was able to play in some championship games, as well as a couple Super Bowls. One being with the Seattle Seahawks the last time that they played for the Super Bowl. And, you know, with talking to him, he said the only real difference would be not so much with championship weekend, but with the Super Bowl. You know, their preparation for the game doesn't really change. You know, the practice schedule may change a little bit because you're traveling to a new location, but for championship weekend, you know, there's still one team that's playing home and one that's playing away, and coaches don't like to change guys too much out of their normal routine. Coaches, players, very superstitious, and if these teams have been so successful leading up to the game, doing it a certain way, you know, they don't just want to say, oh, well, now since we're playing the championship game, we've got to do it this way instead of the way that we've done, you know, for 13 weeks leading up to the season, up to this point. So, you know, I think more probably will change for the Super Bowl, but, you know, none of those teams, I'm sure, are focused on that right now because both of them, all four teams, have pretty tough opponents in front of them.
You are listening to the voice of You are listening to the voice of Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. We're doing a preview: the AFC, the NFC, all the action, all the championship games. And what are your thoughts? Let's zero in right now on the AFC with Peyton Manning versus Brady, both very accomplished guys in their career. What are your expectations? How do you see this playing out? And perhaps who is even your favorite that you'd like to advance?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of, I think, the talk about the game has almost been put in the back seat. I think, you know, sitting in the front, it's all about the quarterback. And you have the whole Peyton versus Brady storyline that everyone's going with, and you know, who's the greatest. And you get a feeling that a lot of people, I think, look at from a pure technique, you know, kind of side of things. You know, the guy who makes an offense run, and the guy who's has the best understanding of the game, I think people will look at Peyton when you talk about a quarterback in that regard. But then, you know, the other side of the coin is like, well, it's all about championships. And, you know, there's nobody other than, who is it, Terry Bradshaw and Montana, you know, who would have the same amount of rings as dear old Tom Brady. So, you know, people talk about, well, what would happen if you switched teams? You know, you put Peyton on New England and Brady in Denver, and, you know, people like to say, you know, look what Brady is doing with basically nothing out there. You know, but they, at least with New England in the last few weeks, they've found a running game, and that's not a good thing for Denver, because you have a team that ultimately, you know, they've relied so much on Tom Brady and him being able to move the ball down the field and him being able to, you know, make the right calls and make the right checks, and it was all on Brady's shoulders. Well, now, you know, LeGarrette Blount is going off, and, you know, they've just really found some rhythm in the run game, and now you have an offense that's multidimensional, and that's the most difficult thing for a defense to stop. So for New England offensively, you really could not be asking for you know, your team to be performing and executing any better than they have the last few weeks. You know, with Denver, I mean, it's all about that offense, and it's all about Peyton, and you know, he's got some weapons there, you know, from Moreno at running back to Decker and the Thomases at the wide receiver position. I mean, he's got some weapons, and New England certainly is going to have their work cut out for him on the defensive side of the ball. But I mean, what a game! I think most of the pressure lies with Peyton. I truly believe that, you know, people are looking at this like, you know, it's his home field. Peyton's the one with all of the weapons on offense. I think he needs to go out and execute, and he needs to, I think, win another Super Bowl for him to be, you know, kind of solidify himself as the greatest quarterback that's ever played the game.
You know, Jason, Tom Brady, 36 years of age, Peyton Manning, 37. How many more years do these guys have left in the tank?
I think nowadays, I mean, with modern medicine and things that these guys do to stay in shape, I think they both could play for, you know, another 3-4 years if they wanted to. You know, neither one of these guys, I believe, is going to hang in there and, you know, be the guy who's hobbling around out there. And, you know, when their skills diminish and you know, hopefully these guys know when that time is. You'd hate for them to go out and have people think about, you know, the bad year or two that he had at the end of his career. But, yeah, I don't see any reason why these guys would not be able to play for, you know, another 3, 4, 5 years if they wanted.
We sincerely appreciate you dropping by. Stay warm this weekend. Enjoy the games. Best of the family. We'll talk to you next week as we look forward to the big, big game coming up soon, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter @ERadioSports.